There's a problem with my headphones.
What's the problem with
I can hear you clearly.
I can hear you clearly, too.
Well, we'll just have to live with it.
Well,
how are you doing? How was your week?
It's been great. How about you? You've had a rough week.
A little rough.
Yeah.
A little rough.
But you're doing okay now.
I am? Oh, that's great news. Thanks. Yeah. Wow, what a relief to hear. Hey, Kelly, it looks like I'm doing okay now. Ken just told me.
Yeah, you look like a big gorilla.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly.
Yes. Excuse me, I have a microphone, Friedman. Turn it on.
There you go.
The gang's back together. The Three Musketeers. Now I'm happy.
Good.
How was your week,
yeah,
Kelly?
Yeah, you're doing better. You need to get a little closer to this.
Nah, I'm okay.
No.
Kelly, you come in once a week to the station?
Oh,
shut up. I'm fine. You come in once a week, Kelly?
Trying.
And you do the books for the station?
Trying.
How are things
looking?
Why,
you want to take me out
to
dinner?
How are the finances looking? How would you say the station's doing?
We're pulling through.
Yeah.
It's always a struggle, but we're pulling through.
Yeah. You have,
are you going to light yourself on fire this year for the marathon?
I'll do something. Hey, where do you keep that separate set of books that that Ken makes you keep?
Only Ken knows.
Yeah.
Where we keep the cash books.
Yeah, the cash books.
Because there's so much cash.
The special marathon books.
You have a show to do, sir. Get to business.
I wonder what car Ken will be driving this April.
I wonder what his
marathon car will be.
He's
this
sick
year.
Of his 2022 Maserati. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always exciting to see Ken pull up in his marathon car.
Is that what you call it? The marathon car?
Yeah, your new car. Your new April car.
Yeah.
You get a discount. You know, you pay cash, you get a discount.
Right. Yeah. That's why we have the extra set of books.
Now, I'm still driving the same. 2014 Prius.
Oh, of course you are. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's still driving the same
wink.
All right. And then we were talking about the Olympics.
Have you been watching?
I have not seen a frame of the Olympics. Have you been watching?
Yeah, I've been watching all day, getting ready for tonight's show. The curling team is doing great, the American curling team.
Are we in the running?
Yes. I mean, for one thing, we're the reigning champions. You should know that.
We're defending a gold medal.
Yep.
Huh. I didn't know that.
And we beat Russia today. Yesterday. Yeah.
And then what's going on now live?
Should we check it out?
I guess so.
Or do we want to give people the full instruction on the show here?
I don't care. Oh, you mean to shock us?
Well, today is the second part of our behavior modification series.
That's right. Last week we were rewarded with treats.
Right.
In what is now considered a classic 7-second delay episode.
It is. It did make.
If you missed it, you can check it out at the Museum of Broadcasting.
Well, they destroyed the 7-second delay wing over there.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Ken rammed his Maserati right through the wall.
Well, they asked me to.
Yeah. The marathon car display.
DJ stunt.
Yeah, the DJ stunt. So, what were we saying?
I don't know. Tonight's negative feedback.
I'm trying to avoid that.
Yeah, people can go to WFMU.org.
Oh, no, wait, hold on.
And click on playlist and comments.
But why would they want to shock me? Let's say me, for example.
To get better behavior out of you.
But I've been pretty well behaved.
Well, last week you were very well behaved because it was the positive feedback show.
Well, you're going to see an angel. I've been polishing my halo all night.
Yeah, tonight is the negative feedback episode. So if you think Andy does anything wrong, then you just have to vote.
If you want to punish me.
Andy has been a very bad DJ. And you get to the voting page on the chat board, which is at WFMU.org, and then look for playlist and
now,
comments.
Do we have a recording, a pre-recording for the shocks?
No.
To introduce the shocks?
Nope, nothing.
Oh.
What do you want?
He can do it on the fly.
Well,
he's a pro.
Just do like a musical sting, like a horror movie.
Okay, let me get one up here. Hang on a second.
Dun, 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 dun.
Something though with like a.
That's a
anxiety.
Famous. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, yeah, it's overused. It's like
I know. There's a whole article written about that, about those three notes.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah.
I guess they've been used since the 30s.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah,
it's the most masterful horror sound.
It goes way back. I can't remember what it's called. There's even a name for it. It's kind of like the Wilhelm scream, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to hear an interesting fact about curling, the sport of curling?
Sure.
I do a little research. Yeah, I do.
Here's an interesting fact. There is not a single interesting fact about curling in existence.
No,
isn't that fascinating?
No, you're wrong.
Yeah, I'd like to hear one.
There's many.
No, there's not. That's what's so fascinating about curling. You can talk about it for hours and still not be interesting.
Whose sport is that?
It's the Scots.
The Scots, right?
Yeah, the
like
Scots.
Pushing stones
there,
and things?
There, QED. I just proved my point.
It's basically shuffleboard. Yeah, it's shuffleboard on ice.
Yeah, it's shuffleboard on ice.
With stones.
Yeah.
With stones and brooms. Well, let's turn it on live. Let's watch it.
Okay, I'm looking for your little sting here.
Now, are there male curling teams and female curling teams?
Oh, hell yeah.
Or is it integrated?
No, male and female.
And mixed, right?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think there's any mixed sports. Are there any mixed sports in Olympics?
I'm looking that up. I think I saw girls and boys.
Well,
girls and boys on the curling team? So the girls would be sweeping, I guess.
Well, probably.
And the boys would be pushing the rocks.
Yeah, because men are tough and girls only do housework, because we all know that.
It's a perfect sport.
There's so little tradition left, Andy.
Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to bring up the Olympics. It's not loading yet.
Oh, for the love of God. Okay.
Here we go.
Was this live?
Will Sean White be in the final?
Yeah, oh my God, we're coming here to a...
Is this Sean White?
Yeah,
this is
Sean White snowboarding.
He's like a big famous guy, right?
Yeah.
He's like 50.
Is he defending?
Oh my God, this is a big event, Andy. This is snowboarding half pipe, men's half pipe.
What, are we going to call it live? Are we going to tell our listeners what's going on?
Yeah.
And then, wait, do they have this option? They listen to our show now,
right?
6 p.m. Yeah. Eastern Time. Mm-hmm. And then tonight, with their family, they tune in NBC, right?
Uh-huh.
And they can look like geniuses. They can sort of predict. They can impress their teenage kids. That's a gift we're giving them, right? It's a way for guys to finally get the respect from their wives that they have been lacking for years. Well, that's not good.
That's your rim shot. You asked me to give you a rim shot
every time. No, before we're
He wants
shocked.
A dun-dun-dun.
And there a sting, a musical sting, horror movie sting.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly wrong.
That's the soundtrack to Andy's life. Get something fresh in there.
That's Laurel and Hardy.
Okay, let's try this.
No, a horror movie sting, a musical sting.
I only have certain things on my phone here.
Yeah.
Oh, a horror movie sting. Okay. How's that?
Yeah, it was close enough, I guess.
Okay, close enough. Good. We're there. Okay, so we have a phone number if you'd like to talk about curling in the Olympics.
What's the phone number?
The half pipe. That's 201-209-9368.
That's it? Just 10 digits?
Yeah, but we have a special hotline if you have curled. If you've ever curled.
That's true. If we'd like to talk to someone that has actually, really, legitimately...
curled.
Participated in a curling...
Not hurled.
Not curled.
No,
yes.
Curled. With
Thank
the,
you, Kelly. The not
ice,
hurled.
Not hurled.
The ice and the brooms and the rocks.
If you've ever... and been involved in a curling match. I guess they're matches.
Right. Is that what they're called? Matches?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you know so much.
Sean, wait, is this our guy?
This is Sean White. Final run, Andy.
And what's he doing?
He's doing the snowboard half pipe men's division. Oh, my God.
Oh, that looks good. I give him a 9 out of 10 for that.
He just did like 3 720s in the air. I don't even know what the hell you call that.
Yeah, exactly right. That's exactly how I would do it. Exactly right.
I think he's got it.
I would have done another loop, but he's doing fine. Okay, nice. There he goes.
Yeah, no, it looks like he did it.
He's very proud of himself.
He's very happy.
He threw his hands up. But wait, do you think they throw their hands up in the air in celebration to influence the judges?
No.
You don't? No. That's what I would do, no matter what I did.
Well, they're praising God.
No.
They're happy with their performance.
If I came out and tripped and fell on my face, I would stand up and throw my hands in the air. Like victory.
Like that was
like
what
that
you
was
were
exactly
intending.
Exactly how I rehearsed it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
David.
Hey, David, how you doing? Have you voted to shock Andy yet?
Yeah, well, I'll kind of just do it right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
You go, how do you vote right there, Ken?
Why I vote to shock Andy.
Yeah, vote to shock Andy. Oh,
no, that was it. That was doing it there.
Wait, Five. Who is this guy, and why did he? Wait,
it's
why
David.
David, what have I ever done to you or yours or anyone in your brood?
I'm only trying to help.
I'm such a fan of yours.
Hang on
I've
a second.
I've admired you for years.
You know, we just watched Shaun White's half pipe run.
Yeah, how did he do?
And he thought he did so great.
Yeah.
He's like in ninth place.
He should be. He's really old.
Yeah, he's in ninth place. And the top score is like 94. And
yeah.
Shaun's score is like 24.
Yeah, there are 30,000 radio stations in America. What place is WFMU, Ken?
Last.
Yeah.
Number one.
Number one in your heart.
All right, David.
Number 4,000.
David, have you ever curled? You sound like you
he's
have.
He's got the accent for
you,
it.
You sound like you come from the home of curling, David.
What?
You sound like you come from the home of curling.
You think that's all they do in Scotland?
No, they do other stuff.
Yeah, I don't think I have. I have moved rocks around on ice before in Scotland.
Okay.
On frozen lakes, so maybe that counts for something.
Traditional. He's an original.
Have you ever seen a curling tournament?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't watch it from beginning to end.
What's interesting about curling? There is no end. That's the fascinating thing about that sport. No one's ever seen the end of a curling.
I like it.
I do know one interesting fact about curling.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Andy, rocks that they use can only be taken from two places in the world.
Wow.
Wait, I
missed
it?
One is in Wales and one is this little tiny boulder that comes out of the sea in Scotland.
The rocks that they use.
Rock from anywhere else, it doesn't, it's not allowed to be a
And curl. Don't the rocks have to be a very exact weight? I mean, they have to be uniform.
I think it's just like a made-up tradition thing.
I think the whole thing's made up.
And David, what are the broomers calling the people who broom, like the human Zambonis, what are they called?
I don't know, sweepers?
Sweepers.
Yeah, they're called the sweepers, yeah.
Okay. I prefer calling them human Zambonis.
I stand by my original statement. There's never been
Zamboni,
an interesting thing said about curling.
A Zamboni, like a ham or something?
Oh, no. A Zamboni is an ice-fixing machine.
Oh, right. But
it's like a giant...
Is it also a ham?
What do you call those robots? The Roombas?
Yeah, it's like a street sweeper.
It's an ice Roomba.
Or like a lawnmower with a man on it, but it's not cutting.
Gigantic ice Roomba.
So we're watching. So let's watch curling.
Snowboarding. Oh, you want to watch curling?
While we're talking about curling.
Exact. Good idea, Andy. Let's go to curling.
I'm always thinking. That's why they call me Thinking Lincoln.
Let's see here. I actually joined Peacock for tonight's show.
Peacock.
When will Thinking Lincoln officially become my nickname?
Well, what's your official nickname now?
I don't know. But Thinking Lincoln would be good.
You have to put in a written request.
When are we going to get a new name for this show?
4 more weeks of calling it the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Is it going back or is it going to be a new name after
Let's
the
think
marathon?
Of a new name.
A new name,
right?
How about this? This is just off the top of my head. And don't say no, Ken. Okay. Just let it, just consider it. Whores.
I like it.
What, that's the name of the show?
Yeah. This week on Whores. This week on Whores, we're going to be watching the Olympics. Just think about it.
Listen to those sweepers go.
Why did you have that word pop in your head?
Hey, David, yeah? thanks for the information about the curling rocks and everything, and thanks for voting to shock
you. I really want to know, was it an interesting fact?
Yeah, was that an interesting fact?
No.
I think it was. I think it was interesting.
You could, if you stand on that fact and you really, really looked and squint your eyes, you could see interesting.
What the hell is that music? Is that your phone? Whose phone is that?
Wait, is that me?
Is that the curling?
I don't know what's going on right now.
That music that curls
against the ice.
Thanks, David. We're watching curling.
There they go. There go the guys sweeping.
It's Team USA.
Wait, so it's not integrated? Why can't this sport be integrated?
Oh, Andy.
It has mixed doubles.
They do?
Yeah.
In the Olympics?
The Google says so it's true.
Yeah. Mixed doubles in curling?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to meet Google someday, like at a party.
You're talking to her.
I'd love to sit next
listen
to Google.
Listen to those sweepers.
One time out where they can stop the clock and ask the coach to come down onto the field to play.
The sweepers get no respect.
Did you know that the curling teams have one time out they can call?
This stone to roll out of their wing rings,
it's
but it will.
Freaking shuffleboard. It is just shuffleboard.
Well, so what?
How can this be in the Olympics?
You're saying, feel the guard?
All right, somebody's calling the...
This is what's got your dander up, huh, Ken?
This is... Somebody's calling the...
The curling hotline?
Yeah, the curling hotline.
Somebody's calling
hey,
the...
I had a moderately fun fact about curling.
Okay.
Not
okay.
that interesting.
Go ahead.
There's a music video by the group LMFAO for their song Yes that's entirely themed around curling, and it's pretty entertaining.
Really?
Do you know that band, Ken?
Yes. Then
they suck.
There was curling... There was curling in the Beatles movie Help, wasn't there? Didn't
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't
you
know.
You think there was curling in the
yeah,
Beatles
there
movie?
There was curling in Help.
In a bad hacky comedy, there'd be a real bomb on the ice that gets mixed up with the stone, and they'd be sweeping around the bomb.
Right,
that would be like,
yes.
Is that a Help
That was from
oh,
Help.
That, oh, maybe that's where I remember
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's where it's from.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was somebody was under the ice, and then they pop up on the ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that movie scared the hell out of me. They were after Ringo's fingers. Did you see that movie?
Yes, I did.
They wanted the ring.
Hey, wait. Andy. Andy, our caller has an interesting... wow, that curler is hot.
Wait. So that's a woman curling and guys
no,
are sweeping.
No, that was just a very pretty guy. He was hot.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I guess I especially enjoy looking at his breasts.
This show is awesome.
Thank you.
Andy, the caller has an interesting fact about curling.
I don't believe it.
The interesting fact was just about the music video.
Yeah, the music video. That was the interesting fact.
Can you tell it to us again?
No, please don't.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Life is very short. If we were Hindu, if we had 9 lives, even then I would say, don't tell me that story again. You'd need about 30 lives.
Oh, my God.
To want to hear that
look,
one again.
That guy, he's from the Russian team.
How can you tell the steroids?
It says ROC. But that's the banned Russian team. Here's an interesting fact about the Olympics is that the Russians are officially banned from the Olympics.
Because
yes.
of their...
They're on the naughty list.
For doping.
Yeah.
For doping. But somehow they... Basically, they're competing anyway under the rubric...
They have to wear different T-shirts.
Yeah, of the Russian Olympic Committee, ROC. So that's... The Russian team is the Olympic Russian team. Why do they go down like that?
When they're pushing the rock?
Yeah.
I guess a bit more control.
Aim.
Yeah, they're aiming.
Because they can. They just want to rub it in.
Oh, that guy sucks.
Nothing. The best of
he got nothing.
He gets nothing. I could do nothing.
Andy, you and me. Next Andy, Olympics.
This is like bocce. It's like bocce ball or shuffleboard. I guess it's more like bocce ball.
Shuffleboard would be a great sport in the Olympics because my grandfather could play.
Well, you got it right here.
Well, this is...
It's called curling.
They have the added challenge of it being very chilly.
Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Hello, it's Addy.
Hi, Addy.
Wait, hit pause. Do we know who Addy is?
Yes, Addy called last week.
Oh, so Addy is now a regular?
Addy's now a regular, yep.
How was your week, Addy?
Really good.
Cool.
What makes a good week for Addy? Okay.
I might be moving to Jersey. That's really cool.
Nice.
Wow.
Where?
You heard it here first.
Where to, Addy?
New Brunswick for Rutgers MFA.
All right. Yeah, New Brunswick, the jewel of the Raritan.
So that's there's breaking news for you.
I got a curling story.
Okay, yeah, tell us about curling.
Did you participate in the event?
Well, let me tell you, Andy. No, I've watched a lot of curling. I resent Ken's comment on bocce ball because I love bocce.
I love bocce also. Oh, my God, the Russian team just got a bullseye.
If you really resent Ken's, how Ken referred to your beloved sport, bocce ball, there's a way to shock Ken these days. You just go to our website, wfmu.org, and go to our playlist, and you can vote to shock Ken. Every 5 votes. and he puts on a dog collar and gets shot.
No, I think it's every 10
I'm
votes.
I'm driving. Can I vote for Andy?
Yeah.
No, you can't vote. Well, why? Oh, God. Oh,
I guess Addy, I love bocce ball.
No, so Ken,
and to make it even more suspenseful, I'm sorry.
Addy, I call it pétanque.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You got to try adventure bocce ball.
Oh, yeah.
You go to a park and you throw the ball, you throw your bocce, and every time you get to the bocce, you throw your balls to the little one, you start there again, and you just take a nice walk out of it.
Whoa, that's insane.
It's a nice walk.
You can go across Prospect. I've done it across Prospect Park.
Oh, man.
Rockies, all over.
It's like golfing, but stupid.
Uh-huh, very stupid.
Yeah. Hey, but let me just interrupt and tell you and our other listeners, if you've ever had this little secret fantasy, this desire to kill Ken, among us hasn't? I do want to mention that tonight could be your one and only opportunity. We would attach this dog collar, this shock collar to Ken, for every 10 votes he gets, and shock him. But unlike me, Ken, you've had some heart challenges, haven't you?
Yeah, I had heart surgery last August.
Yeah, he has a couple of, stents. That's it.
Yep. Two stents in there on a bucket full of pills. Every twice a day, I got to take a bucket full of pills for my heart.
So a shock collar, if you called your heart doctor right now and told him about this little challenge we're in the middle of, he would not be happy.
Well, first of all, it's a woman.
No, seriously, if you called your doctor, and I'm trying to be serious.
Second of all,
a woman doctor.
Second of all, she is smoking hot. So you will refer to her as my smoking hot cardiologist.
Your foxy cardiologist.
Smoking hot cardiologist.
Well, I'm sure there's a man.
SHC.
That's, assisting her.
And the SHC would say, don't do it.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
She would have some questions for you about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know what's going to happen to your readout at the doctor's office.
Oh, well, I'm...
Because you're internet connected.
Right, I'm not... I wore the heart monitor for like 3 months. I'm not wearing it anymore.
Oh, you're not wearing it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we're free to do our
Hey, Addy, keep playing the pétanque, okay?
Wait, I have a curling thing.
Oh, it's a curling story.
Go ahead, because somebody...
I own a curling... It's called a curling hat.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like a curling stone. Mm-hmm. It's made of foam, and it goes on my head.
Oh, so it's like a cheese head thing.
It's like a foam finger.
But it's a curling stone.
It's a curling stone hat. Why do you have a curling stone hat?
Do you do it?
Well,
do you do it to meet idiots?
I'm an idiot. Yeah.
It's a way for other idiots to signal to their fellow idiots that they're available.
Right. He's a curling fan.
They're available for having milkshakes together.
Fan.
Yeah.
It's like those Wisconsin cheese hats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want one of those curling hats.
It's a way to make the Wisconsin. Oh, look at this. Look at this shot.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, they couldn't stop it. What team was that?
That was Russia.
It slid right through the bullseye and ended up on the red, which I think is a very good score.
Oh, no. That was team. Yeah. No, that was Russia.
Who's playing? Russia and
it's
who?
Russia and the U.S.
Oh.
And now who's curling now?
And Russia's up now. Russia's up. This guy's looking weird, and okay, he lets go of the rock.
You know what? There is something poetic about it.
Well, I love the fact that you can hear them sweeping. You can hear the human Zamboni.
I love the backup. Look, there's a backup sweeper who's not sweeping yet.
He takes over when the main sweeper gets tired.
Yeah, or has to leave the room.
Oh, man, that guy sucked. He didn't hit the bullseye at all.
No, isn't there just one sweeper? There's
no,
a pusher and a sweeper.
No, there's two.
Oh, there's two sweepers?
Two sweepers. This is the Olympics,
baby. Is
this
men's?
Yes, this is men's curling we're watching here.
Well, you guys are hogging the monitor.
Yeah.
And I can't see a thing.
Is there any sport? Okay, wait, I'm 66.
All right, that's helpful.
Is there any athlete in the Olympics who is 66 years old?
No, but there is a 35-year-old curler. Schuster initially was
asking. There's so many
curlers.
That's him right there. That's him.
That's the 35-year-old curler?
That's the 35-year-old curler.
Is that considered old for curling?
Oh, yeah.
A Russian?
Nope, an American.
It's a young man's sport?
He's up. Here he goes.
His hair like a girl.
Yeah, he's got long hair.
You can see the Adam's apple. He's not a girl.
No, he's a guy.
You don't know what he is, you guys. He could be, you know, unisex.
Oh, and there goes the second sweeper, taken over from the first sweeper. Coming up, Oh, second sweeper working very hard.
No, that okay.
You know, you know why they sweep?
There they go.
I have a question.
They sweep to warm up the ice to get a little film of
little
water.
Friction.
To make it faster or slower?
To make it faster.
To make it faster.
Oh, because it melts it slightly.
It melts the ice slightly.
Well, yeah. You could breathe on it.
Hey, Addy, keep playing Paytonk, okay?
Yeah, keep playing bocce, Ken.
Okay.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye, Daddy.
If you've ever curled, we have a Yes, I've Curled hotline, which is 201-209-0843.
So the sweeping melts it slightly.
Yes. Yes. That's why they do. That's why they're so aggro about the way they sweep.
Yeah.
I mean, they just go crazy with the sweeping.
Yeah. The sweeping and the farting.
So, Kelly, has anybody received enough votes to be shocked?
There's a point to me being here. Oh, okay, because you guys really haven't talked about it. There's no vote since the program started except for the pre-program starting votes.
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah,
so,
and I'm
with
kind
Uncle
of okay
Andy.
With not killing Ken tonight.
Oh, so that would mean that we need two more votes for Andy to get shocked?
Technically, if we're counting the pre...
Ken, who would inherit the station? Who would run the station if you died tonight?
Well, Kelly. No. Kelly would be on...
No, we would do like a...
Kelly would be on the troika. There's a troika that would be...
A search committee?
No, a troika. It's known as a troika.
Yeah.
It would be Kelly and Michelle and Olivia. They would run the station.
To run the station and to find a new station manager.
Yeah. Oh, but imagine the politics and hijinks that might take place.
It'd be such a good time.
Oh, my God. It'd be so much fun.
I love just thinking about the possibility of that happening.
I know.
Hey, somebody's calling the Yes, I've Curled hotline. Hi, you're on the air. Have you curled?
Yes, sir, I have curled.
And we would be witnesses, Kelly. We would be here when Ken keeled over.
Yes, I would be directly responsible for pushing the button.
Indirectly.
Is this Ken from Hyde Park?
You couldn't take all the credit. I helped.
True. You made me do it.
Hey, you two, we have a caller on the air who has curled.
Sorry.
He called the Yes, I've Curled hotline.
Is it Ken from Hyde Park?
This is not Ken from Hyde Park. This is Mark from New York.
Oh, Mark hey, from Mark. New York. Mark, what was the situation? How did you find yourself curling?
Hang on one second. Hey, Mark, can you talk through a phone? You're just not coming in well enough.
I'm in the car right now.
Oh, you can't pick up the phone?
But he's curled.
I don't get much closer to the phone.
Okay.
He's
Go ahead,
curled.
Mark. Tell us your tale of curling.
Well, I belong to a curling club in New Jersey, and I've been curling for the last 13 or 14 years.
Whoa.
Well, this is serious.
How big is the sport in New Jersey? Are there tournaments and championships?
There are tournaments. We have probably in the ballpark of 200 members.
Wow.
We have two sheets, dedicated ice.
Where do you guys curl?
Did you hear that lingo? Sheets.
Yeah, sheets.
Sheets.
Well, we're looking at the ice cube in Beijing right now, and there's four sheets. By the way,
what towns have curling sheets? Oh, we lost them.
We lost them.
Oh, bummer.
Wow, that was exciting. So it's been confirmed. There's curling in New Jersey.
Yeah.
That would be a fun sport to go and watch.
Andy, get into it. You have nothing to do.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I really have nothing to do. And it seems like there's something fun about it.
Can you bend over at all?
No, I wouldn't bend over.
Then you could sweep.
No, I wouldn't do that either. I would be the guy on the side yelling faster.
Look at how
sweep faster.
Look at how smooth those curling rocks are.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
does look like very special rock.
It is. It's the Blarney Stone.
Yeah.
And
this is bocce ball on ice. That's what it is.
You just have to watch it for a few minutes and you get into it.
Oh, well, I'm into it.
You know what's great about it?
You know
what's great about it? The rules are so simple. It's a social sport. These guys are working together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's called the Yes, I've Curled hotline. Hi, you're on the air.
It's Mark calling back.
Hey, Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Mark. You're back.
No, this is Mayel.
Who is it?
This is Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Florida.
And have you been curling down in Florida?
Wait, I can't hear you.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, say goodbye, Ken.
Okay, goodbye, Ken.
He was from Florida.
Am I going to get...
There's no ice in Florida.
Am I going to get through this hour without being shocked?
Well, so we're not exactly chatting it up, which is fine by me.
We need two more votes.
And also, this topic tonight is not very provocative.
No, it's certainly not.
I think we miscalculated.
I thought you were going to be anti-curling, and here you are pro-curling. Listen to those sweepers. Oh, my God. Team USA.
There it is.
Whoa!
There it is. Whoa!
Oh, touching. It's a partial bullseye from Team USA.
I think that counts as a bullseye.
I don't think so.
Oh, what the hell do you know?
Oh, here comes the super hot Russian guy.
So he's going to try to, they're going to try to knock us off our bullseye.
Right.
Boy, it really is like shuffleboard.
He's done it.
He knocked us off.
They're so diabolical. Diabolical.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is diabolical. We didn't see that coming.
Okay, somebody's calling the Yes, I've Curled hotline. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? It's you.
I don't think that hotline is connected to anything at all, Keddie.
Yeah. Should I turn it on? Here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Andy from Florida.
Hi, Andy. Are you busy doing curling down there in Florida?
Not right now. I did it for a year, but
I
enjoyed it, but it was too far a drive.
Yeah, and then what was your position on the curling team?
Were you a sweeper?
Were you a slider?
We did both. You took turns doing slider and sweeping.
Men really? And women?
It's really called a slider.
Yes.
How did you know that?
And I'll tell you why. After the show, Ken, we don't have enough time now for me to explain how I deduced the name of that position. Was it integrated? Were there women on the team?
Integrated.
By gender.
It was mixed.
Well, that's because it was some kind of intramural thing, right? Did you guys compete?
Amateur.
Yeah. Did you guys compete?
Yeah.
Was it serious?
Several teams, and then some of the people actually would go to Canada or.
I have to be honest. Yeah. It sounds horrible.
Was I right, Kelly? Ken, was I right about curling? Nothing interesting can possibly be said about it.
Well, Andy from Florida is not making it sound so hot, so I'm kind of assuming.
Andy from Florida,
he's
the superstar of curling.
We just had some stats here on the U.S. versus Russia curling.
There you go. We're in first place.
We're winning 1-0.
That's how you do it.
Yep, but we're only what are the innings called, Andy? Hey, Andy. It looks like there's like 10 innings.
Well, it's probably like bowling.
Is it games?
Well, no, it's
in
probably
a set
like
or
no, but what do they call
like
it in
tennis?
Bowling? No, in bowling you have 10
strikes.
Frames.
Frames.
I bet it's frames.
Is it a frame, Andy?
I don't remember.
Okay. John Landsteiner's up. He only has a 75% accuracy rate on curling. He sucks.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's awful. I wish he wasn't playing for Team USA. He makes me ashamed to be an American.
You make me ashamed to be an American. Hey, you know what they don't do in curling is they don't do the body English thing that you do in bowling after you let go of the ball.
That's true.
Where you
What's
do
that?
The little well, you let go of the bowling ball and you do a little dance to try to.
You can add spin to it.
Oh, you can add spin if you know how to do it.
Here's Anton Kalub for Russia.
He's the slider.
Watch him spin.
While we're on radio.
Watch the spin.
Let's see if he can.
He's going up.
Oh, he did.
He put some spin on it. And then the sweepers take over. Hey, Andy, thanks for your interesting tale.
You know what's sweet is the spin was just like so gentle.
Oh, so gentle. Oh, my God. It's
a slow motion sport.
Curling's like making love, Andy.
It is.
Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
You got the big rock.
Hey,
you got
this is Nick from sweeping. Chicago.
Hey, Nick from Chicago. Do you do curling out there in Chicago?
No. So yeah. I've never curled, but I have something interesting to say about the curler.
Yeah.
So I think that these curlers, they have a lot to say about each other. One time I was working at this fish fry, this Friday night fish fry when I was in grade school, mm-hmm. and a woman was wearing a polo that had a curling logo on it, and I asked her about it, and she said there are a lot more curlers around than you might know.
I know. It's nothing to be ashamed of. I don't know why they don't.
You're saying they don't identify themselves as curlers.
Well, because they're
no. I don't know if it's a shame thing. I think it's like trying to protect their secrets. Protect
right.
Their
yeah. No. Oh, they're scared. They're very scared.
No. They're excited. They don't want us, you and me.
I'm so confused.
And Kelly, they don't want us to go crashing their sport.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't want you and me there.
It's like a club you don't want anyone else to join.
Yeah, well, they're very delicate. Look at this guy. Look how pretty he is.
Yeah. And there's a big sign. There's a big banner behind them. It says, Jew free since 73. Curling. Curling well, USA. I mean, now, you know, 100% Jew free.
Yeah.
You can do the age and Jew thing if you join the club, Andy.
Curling's not much of a sport for Jews. You have to admit.
Look at him yelling.
Well, the Catholic fish fry I was at, too, where there were three curlers.
Wait. But look at him yelling at... Are they yelling at their teammates?
Yeah, this is the Russian team. They're yelling at the sweepers.
I think they're yelling at the stone.
Well, you know, I yell at Beth almost every night. Not every night,
oh
but almost
God.
Every night
oh,
to sweep faster.
Oh! They knocked the American rock right into the bullseye.
Perfect.
Oh, he's upset, this Russian guy. Oh, he's perfect. He's grimacing.
That's irony.
Oh.
This sport would make me angry.
Does the U.S. get another point for that or something? Come on. We should get a point for that.
They so who goes right first? Because that's the disadvantage, right?
Here's the 35-year-old.
You're right. I guess they alternate.
Matt Hamilton is his name. He has game accuracy of 100%.
Whoa.
Oh, he's the real thing.
A master.
He's the real
master.
Thing. Go, curling, guys.
Look,
that's how you do it. Oh, he knocked them both off.
He knocked everybody out. Yay, Matt.
USA.
Matt Hamilton.
Wait, is there any mess with the USA.
Is there anybody in the stadium cheering at all?
Oh, let's see.
There's like
fraction
four
more to get the result that USA wanted.
Nope.
To drive it straight back.
Oh, wait, there are
that
some,
guy's badass.
Wait, but there are some grown-up commentators that know the sport. Maybe we should be listening to them.
Here's Dmitry Mirdadov,
lovely angle raised
the Russian Olympic team.
He's always been my favorite.
What's his accuracy rate?
I missed it. What's going on here?
I've had his trading card for years.
Listen to those sweepers.
Yeah.
We're watching U.S. versus Russia curling at
this
the Beijing Olympics.
A ton.
Takes place in a swimming facility that they've repurposed for curling. They have four. What is it called? Four stripes.
Ice. The sleets. Shakes.
Sheets.
Four
sheets.
Sheets. They have four sheets. It's like
a
shuffleboard court. Each sheet. Matt Hamilton's up again for Team USA.
And no.
He's got 100% accuracy rate, Andy.
Listen, I just have to hit pause and just ask a quick question.
Yeah.
Can I leave now? What would you be missing if I left now? What would I be missing?
Oh, my God. He's a master.
Yeah, what would the listeners be missing?
Matt Hamilton is a master. Did you see what he did there?
Yeah.
The shot count has not moved once.
Hi, you're on the air.
Not once.
Hi, it's Pamela.
Hi, Pam.
I was wondering. Hi.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Oh, Andy.
Are you watching this?
I'm not. No.
Well,
no,
if you
Andy,
have Peacock online, you can watch with us.
We're in a new era. Nobody else is watching what we are watching.
Because it's the Chinese Olympics or because it's curling?
Because it's streaming TV. It's not broadcast TV.
You mean you have to pay? You had to pay a little premium.
You would, yeah, right. You would have to pay $5 a month to get Peacock.
There's a reason I'm calling.
Okay, go ahead, Pam.
I'm sorry. Go ahead,
sorry,
Pam.
I'm looking for Kelly's input as to what's going on with the callers.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
Well, I think there's eight votes for Andy to be shocked.
From the start of the show, there's been eight votes for Andy to get shocked and four for Ken.
Oh, and you refreshed and everything?
Oh.
Refresh.
You forgot to remind me about refreshing.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What the hell? What the hell, Ken?
Andy has 159.
There we go. There we go.
Oh, my God.
And Ken has 40.
Well, so Ken's a dead man.
All right. I'll take one.
All right. Sorry.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Pam.
Thank God. A woman called.
Yeah. Yeah. It's time for shocking.
This is
now.
A dead man DJing.
Since you guys didn't talk about it, I was like, oh, yeah, people don't even know where to go to vote.
Wait, are you going to shock yourself? So you put the dog. Your
161 for Andy.
Jesus.
Oh, wait, am I doing, do I push the button?
Yes, wait, but
no, I think
sure
we should do Andy first. He's got 106, he should get shocked 16 times.
Well, he's so scared.
I'm really scared.
He's so scared that I thought I would go first.
Okay,
and
here
not,
comes your one shock.
Not,
ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did it.
Okay, I didn't feel it. Do it again.
Wow, that is an honest man.
Nothing?
up it a bit. There's arrows.
It's at 8.
Yeah, go.
8 is fine. 8 is good. No,
go to 10. Go to 10.
Putting it on 10, but not 11. Right. At 10. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. There we go.
I can't do it.
Oh, come on.
He didn't. He has a weak heart.
You can't do it.
For one thing, I'll soil my trousers.
Let me just turn it up a little bit.
No, no. Kelly, I can't do it.
Okay, you can either take 16
no,
little
Kelly.
Ones.
No, Kelly.
Or one.
Don't even joke about it. No, I don't want to do it.
Big one.
What number did Ken just do? Seriously.
He started with 8.
Evgeny Klimov up.
And for Ken,
I have to trust you.
Team okay. Russia.
I won't lie to you.
Okay,
ready?
I'll hold it. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Too much weight for the shot.
Gosh. Okay,
you ready?
Hold on.
Oh, Dimitri.
One,
Dimitri.
Two, three. No, okay. I did.
I hate that. Why do people vote for that? Who's voting for that?
A lot of
them.
People.
I know. I want their names.
There's a lot more people who voted for negative feedback than positive feedback.
I couldn't help but notice that myself, Ken.
Yeah.
He's up to 165.
Oh, my God. Do you remember 4 minutes ago when Kelly didn't know that she needed to refresh?
Yeah.
I forgot about that little factoid.
That was sweet.
I'll take another one, Kelly.
No, okay. Jesus.
Ready?
Yeah. Ah! Okay. All right.
Are you learning some kind of lesson?
Andy Wait. Has to have it again, too. Because
haven't I been well-behaved?
He's got 4 times what you have.
We should be doing this during the marathon.
Whoa, Team USA used a third sweeper on that one.
Ready,
Andy? Oh, man,
Andy?
That guy looks Lance like...
Let's just try 10, Andy.
Wait, are we watching curling or are we shocking each other?
Yeah, Vladimir Hotness is up now for
more.
Team Russia.
All right, I will, but I'll wait for some break in the sport or some moment.
Well, there's no break, Andy. Curling is nonstop action. Look how fast that rock is going.
God,
oh, my. He's going too fast. Oh, I see. He was just trying to knock people out of the way, and he did.
Andy's at 178.
Oh, my God. Well, whose vote? I really want their names. And if it's not too much trouble, their addresses.
No problem.
And what time they're home.
No problem. We'll get you all that info.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
They vote for me.
Yeah, who's
I
this?
I thought I was supposed to be around your neck.
Is this Pam?
Yes.
Pam is calling.
Pam is into S&M hardcore.
Here's why Pam called back. Kelly, in case you missed that, I'll tell you why Pam called back.
Yeah, you should.
Upset that the dog collar is not around my neck.
I think she needs to come in for the next show.
Thanks for calling, Pam. It's always a joy.
Bye.
It's always a joy to hear from our friend Pam.
John Schuster's up for Team America.
Andy, take it like a man.
At the Beijing Olympics, we're
He's
watching.
He's done two.
Curling.
All right. I'm holding. Wait, is it set at 8 or
yes,
something?
Okay.
Oh, look, yeah, there's that guy Matt who's so good. He's a sweeper now.
No. Okay, hold on.
1, 2, 3.
Oh!
Nothing? See, you didn't even feel it.
Oh, wait.
No, I didn't feel that.
Oh, okay. It wasn't even turned on.
What?
Oh, it wasn't turned on?
No, it's on. You got to hit
Wait, you turned that off.
I did it. Look, see, 8.
Oh, come on.
Both
okay.
electrodes. You got to touch both electrodes.
As much as I'd like to shock you into
oh
next
Oh, my
week,
God.
You can't just
I won't.
Be touching one electrode.
Ken, we should do this during marathon.
Okay. All right, Vladimir Hotness
Hard sell
is about
there.
is about to slide.
Oh, my God. That's
for the
worst.
Russian Olympic team.
I can see why my dog doesn't leave the yard now.
The score here is 1-0, USA winning. And Vladimir Hotness is starting.
Do your dogs have an electric collar, Kelly?
He's sliding.
No.
He put a lot of spin on it.
And he's at 193.
He's talking to the rock. The sweepers are doing their thing. Oh, and Vladimir.
The precision continues. That is perfect.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Great shot.
Yeah, good shot,
this
Vladimir.
This is the worst.
Andy's gone up by over 30 votes since we started. And
this is
two.
The worst. This is
And Ken's
is
only
the worst
gone
show
up
ever.
By 7 votes, and he's taken 2.
This is the longest hour.
Oh, wait, we wanted music.
Einstein was so right about time warping. This is the longest hour. This hour's gone on for, this must be 8 hours.
I think I'll take another shock, and this time with the musical intro.
Oh, okay.
So
let's
when you
try
hear the
that.
Musical intro, ready?
When it's finished?
No, just
at
like
the same time.
Like 2 seconds into
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Well, that was dramatic.
That's the last one Ken gets until you catch up.
Yeah.
Until I catch up.
If we kill you, it's not that big of a deal. But if we kill Ken, the whole place goes up in smoke.
Well,
so.
you take over. You and your troika.
Yeah. You.
Oh, my God. I can't.
All right. What am I doing? What do you want me to do, Kelly?
You have to take at least one more. He's taking three.
Well, Ken kind of likes it. Ken hates himself. Ken feels he deserves nothing more.
Don't be a wuss.
Nice shot there.
Ready?
Don't be a wuss.
Do the play the music.
Don't be a wuss.
Oh, I never realized that both teams can sweep.
Yeah.
You can sweep your own teammates' rock. You can also sweep your adversary's rock.
I think once you're down by the bullseye, it's game on.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's so many angles to curling that I was never aware of before.
Ready, Andy?
No.
One, two.
Kelly, say don't be a wuss again. Maybe that'll work.
Don't be a wuss, Andy. Oh, my God. Andy's at 223. The scores are just skyrocketing.
Girls.
Ready?
The girl that's sitting there with the button is saying, don't be a wuss.
I tried it. I wanted to feel.
Don't be a wuss.
Here, I'll that's do her. Andy, switch with me. I'll do it.
Yeah.
If I do okay. it. Okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay. This one counts for me, for one of
okay.
mine.
Go.
Okay. I'm going to set it at number 8.
Yeah. I'm
okay.
ready.
Ready?
Yeah.
What is it? The red button?
Yeah. Do it.
I hate
It's not that bad.
It's pretty
It's
bad.
Unpleasant, but it's not terrible.
Hey, thanks for calling the Curled Hotline.
I feel bad doing that.
You're on the air.
I apologize.
Oh, what does it mean? This
I'm
is Ken
it.
From Hyde Park.
Hey, Ken. It's Ken from Hyde Park, you guys, and he has
Hi,
curled.
Ken.
Yeah, I have one time.
Where did you do it?
What?
I was in Minnesota.
Oh, I remember that.
Indoor, outdoor?
Wait, was that you?
It was indoor curling rink in Rochester, Minnesota.
Olympic-sized sheet?
As far as I know, it was a long time ago. I don't really remember it that well.
Maybe Ken can explain the rules very quickly to us.
No time for that. Russia has just tied it up at the Olympics in Beijing. It's now 1-1.
Ooh.
Team USA versus the Russian
Olympics.
Now, Olympic
is this a sport that NBC
committee.
And / Peacock will show later tonight in prime time?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
it is?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it in a bunch of Olympics.
Team USA.
And they
has,
edit it? They sort of, it's like
they
the
always
highlights?
Show it.
They do the highlights?
People are into it.
People are not into
people
it.
Are
oh, they are
People
really
are
into
not
it.
Into it.
Look at the crowd. Look at that crowd.
There's
a lot
no
of people.
One.
There's a lot of
18 people.
No.
It's great to drink, too.
There's actually a lot of people.
There are more people listening to us than watching curling.
It's not packed, but there are people there. All right, hang on, Ken from Hyde Park. Team USA is up. This is the bald. Sorry, Russia's up. Balding guy, balding grimace.
Receding hairline.
Receding hairline, grimacing guy. Just slid.
That's his nickname.
He just slid, and his sweepers are doing their best to keep the damn thing going, but it's really pretty pathetic.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Whores here on WFMU.
Horse,
this week on Whores,
host Andy
and Ken. This week on Whores, the Whores are watching curling live from Beijing.
So, Ken, what's your...
What are the Whores up to this week?
Ken, what's your big takeaway?
They're irascible. They're irrepressible.
Whores.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk to Ken from Hyde Park?
We do. Yeah.
Ken, what's your...
Hey, who wants to shock the Whores?
My takeaway was that the sweeping part is really a workout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
why
you're
not used to it.
Yeah.
This is like one of these things that some dudes one day said, we're going curling tonight. Want to come along? Okay. And at some point in the proceedings, it was my turn to sweep. And you got this kind of a broom, and you whip back and forth. And if you're not used to doing that, your arms get really tired.
Yeah.
And is it slippery on
the
ice,
too? These guys are buff, man.
Ken from Hyde Park, is it slippery when you're standing there sweeping?
Yeah, it is slippery.
Yeah, look, they're sliding along.
Yeah.
That's why I want to be a slider.
I don't know if they're professional curling shoes. I have regular sneakers, I guess.
And when they asked you if you wanted to go curling, you didn't suspect it was a trick question of some kind?
Right, no, it's
like code,
I was,
sex code.
Kind of used to the idea. That,
no, the more interesting question is, how did you get out of it when they asked you the second time?
Well, that's funny. They never did ask me.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, that was a great story. The whores loved that story.
The whores did love that story.
Thanks for calling, Ken from Hyde Park.
Bye, Ken.
Right on. Welcome.
Okay.
Ken called the Yes, I've Curled hotline, which is 201-209-0843.
Hey, Ken.
Oh, let me
Ken,
refresh. Tell us,
Ken, answer the next call. You're talking to the whores.
Okay.
Okay. You'll love it. It's so much fun to say.
Ken is, I mean, Andy's at 260 votes.
All right, all right. Whoa. I'll shock myself. All right, I will.
All right, let's do it to 10 this time, let's, Andy. Let's
no. Oh, come on.
You have to be able to take more than a woman.
Where did that come from?
You're into...
Let's do it at 10.
The traditional gender roles. Up. Men can take pain.
10 is what I do for my dogs, Andy.
Just try it.
If 10 is what like you do it, for your dogs and your co-host. Is that what you're saying, Ken?
If you don't like it, we'll go back to 8.
No, I'm not going to do 10.
Team Russia now sliding at the Olympics. Oh, my God. Listen to him go.
Kalaub on the inside sweep trying to get the
whores can handle 10, Andy. Guards,
does, actually, whores are very short. Sensitive.
Oh, how am I supposed to answer the phone?
Hi, the whores curling hotline.
Hi, you're talking to the whores. Well,
hi, you're talking to the whores. You're on the air.
Hey, whores.
I love it.
There's my girl.
Hey, honey.
How are you?
I just want to say, Kelly is such a bonus.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. I is a real love.
I know. She's turned this whole operation around.
Thank you.
I know.
Yeah.
I almost blew the whole show there for a second, though.
Hey, honey, I think I'd be good at this sport curling because, you know, almost every night I'm in the kitchen going, sweep faster, honey. Sweep faster.
That
could be my job.
I mean, just stay a whore. That's all I want.
Don't you think he can take a 10?
No, he's
a baby.
I'm really a baby.
Andy is actually very pain-averse.
Thank you.
Even the thought of pain. Makes him like
well, that's a sign of intelligence. I wear that as a badge of honor.
That you're pain averse?
Yeah, pain is very unpleasant. Someday you'll know, Ken. It'll happen to you.
He had a cold. And he said that his cold was much, much worse than my cold.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. My cold was as more painful than childbirth. Because my throat was a little sore.
Wow, that sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, it was pretty bad cold.
How did you make that deduction, though?
I can just tell. I've been through childbirth a few times.
Women are faking it.
They're not faking it. They just love the attention. It's just a chance.
Yeah, it's no big deal when a watermelon comes out of your hoo-ha. Happens every day.
The whores love having a chick at the board with them. The whores love Kelly.
All right, Andy, I think you should get shocked.
Okay.
I think you should
okay,
get shocked.
Bethy, this one's for you, honey.
Okay, ready?
Okay, hold on. I'm holding the... Honey, it looks like exactly like Maisie's shot collar. Can you believe this?
Ready?
Yeah.
And then we had a caller from San Francisco saying, it should be around your neck. All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Like it too.
Ah! Wait, did you turn that up?
No.
Oh, Kelly. Gosh darn it.
I turned it to 12.
Did you?
All right.
As an early birthday gift for Beth?
He had to just get his one big zinger.
Dear God. Yeah,
you're
that's
always talking about a big zinger.
Yeah, I'm getting, finally, I get zung. Is this over yet? Honey,
yeah,
I'll
just
see you.
About.
I'll see you soon. I love you, babe. I'll see you soon.
I love you, too.
Bye, Beth. Goodbye from the whores.
Bye, B.
Thank you to Jeremiah. For helping us out.
Let's just call it whores.
Thank you, Kelly. It's Fuzzy
My
Glove
pleasure.
Hour.
Yeah, stay tuned for whores.
Final count, 307, Andy, 76, Ken.
30, oh my God.
I know.
Well, we'll do
just
it
the
again.
Amazing thing is that people voted so much more for punishment than they did for treats.
Really, you're surprised?
Yeah,
really?
That surprised you? I am surprised.
Where the hell have you been? Welcome to Earth.
What are we doing next week? Raping someone? Gang rape?
You never
the
know.
Gang rape show?
You never know what the whores are going to be up to.
Tune in and find out.
They don't respect anyone's boundaries, Kelly.
You've been listening to Whores
boundaries.
On WFMU East Orange.
What are boundaries?
WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU. www.worldblues.org. Please stay tuned for the world's greatest blues program, Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Another day, another night.
Excellent shot. The overhead, it is perfectly protected by the guards.
You got to be half fun to be shot.
14 and a half there.
I had 14-2 on that.
What Chris Place was saying, when you could freeze there and blow it up, then blow it up. Place is saying, if we freeze in front of the Russian stone on the button, the ROC stone, then on my next shot, throw at the front stones and try to clear them away, and then John, with your shots, you might be able to spring off the frozen stone, and maybe we get two or three that way. Doesn't really want to bounce off the ROC stone, wants to sit in front of it, angle freezes it. Glukov patting his brush on the ice immediately right in front of that stone just delivered by Pleiss. Saying to Klimov, just follow that one down. Sit right on top of it.
When you see me smile, you know things are just getting worse.
Nothing but ones so far in this contest. USA forced to one in the first. ROC blank the second end. USA forced ROC to a single point in the third. Very nice shot there from Klimov.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. Chihuahua done. I said, fee, fa, foo, a chew, a chew, a chew. I said, fee, fa, foo, a chew, a chew, a chew. I said, fee, fa, foo, a chew, a chew, a chew. Now I got a gal and she's 6.5 feet tall. See my baby, she's 6.5 feet tall. She sleeps with her head in the bed and como se llama in the hall. I say fee hee fa ha ha foo, it's you, it's you, it's you. I say fee hee fa ha ha foo, it's you, it's you, it's you. I say fee hee fa ha ha foo. It's you, it's you, it's you. Dust. I say ashes to ashes and dust to dust. If you don't like my ravioli, honey, now get out of my kitchen. That's what you do. I say fee fa 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 foo 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 foo, it's you. I say fee fee fa 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 foo 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 foo, it's you. I say fee fa foo, it's you, it's you, it's you.